Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Are you ready for roast battle? For your referee, Brian motherfucking Moses! 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 Moses!
Oh, come on, keep going. Keep fucking going! Keep it going!
All right, let's talk about season three when you were on social media talking about, hey, you know what? Fuck season three because you're picking up New York.
That's what Lewis said?
Yeah. I didn't say that necessarily. I didn't say fuck season three. You're paraphrasing.
I am paraphrasing, but sort that's of. The way I read it. I was like, hey, I said the same thing.
Yeah. Dude, Moses is trying to continue that Viacom hate.
He's the Simpsons on Fox. We always talk shit about the network. Come on.
So what did you say about season three?
It was a culmination of a few things, right? So I ended up quitting the Roastmaster show. That was sort of it was a timing thing. It was almost a coincidence. Roastmaster.
What is Roastmaster?
Roastmaster was a show that I did in New York for a long time. You guys can still go see the videos on the YouTube channel, on the Stan's YouTube channel.
Millions.
Yeah, millions of hits. You know, and we only did it because you and Jeff, you know, gave us your blessing. You attached your name to it. For me, being original is one of the only things you can be in this industry. That's something I'm very proud of. You can say, you can love me, hate me, whatever. There's nobody else that's acting like me, that talks like me, that I'm not doing somebody else. It's very, very important. Originality, right?
Uh-huh.
So when I got approached by the Stand to do the show, the first thing I wanted to know was, are you guys okay with it? They were like, yeah, they're a part of setting it up with us. Mike Lawrence was sort of the go-between.
Yeah.
So I ended up hosting and eventually taking over the entire production. It was just me producing it. Lawrence had to dip out, moved to LA, and I kind of took ownership over it. But it was the roast battle of the East Coast. I mean, It was the sister show, the official sister show. There was a couple other roast battle shows in New York. There wasn't much money in it. So the big benefit for me, it was like this was the connection to that Comedy Central show. I believe it was season two. Whichever season it was, I mean, we did a tournament right before the season.
Mm-hmm.
And out of our 16 people that were in our tournament, 14 were chosen for the season and me. And they had me roast my girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was like we were so obviously the feeder league for the TV show from the East Coast that it was like that was a huge, huge, huge benefit. For me as a person who produces shows, who knows the way young comics think, that benefit was like, okay, at the very least, I can be hooking my friends up with an end to something that's pretty important. Getting your first television credits,
I'm on board.
Essentially turn into some bigger things. Look at Kim, my girl. Dude. You know, she started off in this form. She's writing for the Practical Jokers now. She moved to New York. It's fucking, she's killing it. This is a very real, viable path to, you know, you have to start going down that path. You have to move the ball down the court. So when season three happened and they chose none of our battlers, literally none of the young bucks, none of the guys that are really deserving of it, for me, I didn't take it personally. I really didn't. There's nothing emotional about it.
They chose Eli. He don't count?
They chose Eli, but they had to. He was the fucking champ. He's widely regarded. He beat everyone in L.A. Like, he was widely. I know he lost
the first
on the show.
Yeah, he was the first guy they chose.
He was He was like, they couldn't. If they didn't choose Eli,
it was undeniable.
It was like crazy. But the fact that they didn't even choose one or two of like the young bucks that were coming up, it was, for me, it was like, I was like, okay, this isn't what I thought it was in that sense. It wasn't the feeder to the Comedy Central show. We're just over here doing it. And at that point, I went like, well, the magic feels like it's gone. We're not in this cool venue. We're not getting people opportunities with Comedy Central. What am I doing this? Like, I have so, and this is, it's not a knock on the show. I have I do 10 hours of podcasting a week. I have multiple things going on. I'm raising a kid in New York City.
Yeah.
There's so much going on where if I don't realize, or if I'm not reaping the real benefits the way that I think it's worth it.
You gotta move on.
Gotta move on.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. What up, all nigga wave? Long time no see. Where the fuck y'all been? Yeah, I know what y'all been doing. Working hard. Coach T out there. What up, Coach T?
Coach T produces a dope-ass podcast and a great, you know, actually, it's been a hell of a year for Coach T. Coach T's produced the Jamar Neighbors album, right? That was 2 years ago. Sam J's album. Sam J's a writer for SNL. And Chris Rock's Tambourine album. That's the guy. He'll be Grammy nominated. You saw him here first. That's Coach T right there. As a man.
Coach T, Coach T.
And he produces this dope-ass podcast called Roast Battle. You should check it out. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Comedy Central. We're interviewing Luis J. Gomez tomorrow morning. All right, two more battles. These two are actually Roast Battle favorites outside of our man Earl Skakel. These two are probably the most favorite. First guy I'm bringing to the stage, I think this is how everybody tells me to say in his intro. He has a dead brother. That's his only credit. He's a hell of a writer. I love this cat so much. He's one of my personal favorites. Make a laugh for Mr. Doug Bager.
Doug Faber came out in a Santa suit.
In a Santa suit for the holidays.
He was handing out candy.
Yeah.
It was the holidays.
And Keith didn't get any. He was pissed.
Like, Doug is a real clean-looking white dude.
Yeah, but he looked like a dirty Santa last night.
Like Doug can pick my daughter up. Like, you know, he just got that vibe.
There's
like,
a lot of pedophile talk in the show.
How old's your daughter?
I don't got a daughter, but I'm saying.
This hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
Shit, what Doug would do to his hypothetical.
See, you're setting him up. You know he loves that shit.
In the Santa suit, too? Wow.
Keith's one of the best battlers. I wanted to get a little payback. I brought this out because Keith got a writing job recently that I thought I was perfect for, so I thought I would take a job that Keith is perfect for. Santa Claus, because he's fat.
Yes, he is.
I thought you were going to say
Listen, his opponent is a two-time Battler of the Year. He's everybody's favorite fucking battler. He's Earl's nemesis. He's been on all three seasons of Roast Battle. He's got a podcast called Meme Boys. This is a big week for him. It's called Snark Week. He's a fucking television writer. Please make it loud for Mr. Keith Carey. Yes! It's a big week for you, dude.
Oh, boy, am I regretting wearing this fucking jacket right
now. Yeah.
All night I was on the patio, like, I look good as shit. You look, I'm like, oh, fuck, I walked right into this bear trap.
Keith was wearing a tight ass
red jacket, yeah.
Looked like he was sneaking in bowling balls. Like, that nigga shit is tight.
He was dressed like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. And we all know Keith, right? He's like, you know, whatever, 5 foot, real. He really
round,
is it safe? I don't want to hate on him. He's just dirty looking.
Okay.
That's a dirty looking dude.
He looked clean last night though.
Really?
Yeah, that was his cleanest look.
Alright. Whatever.
If I knew Santa was a ginger, I would have been celebrating Hanukkah.
Damn.
I love you. Sorry.
Nice. From the Puerto Rican contingent.
Hey, you know, I wish the best for both of you.
Yes. Wow, thank you.
Somehow that feels the most hurtful of all of them.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Daddy, go ahead. Your writer against your hater. What do you like?
It's a 50-50 battle. Both guys are great, and either one could win. And I'm just really happy that we can be in this room and just be together.
Yeah. Well said, Earl. Well Thanks, said. Man. Well Woo. Said.
Okay. Fuck everyone and Coach T. No,
all right.
I love the love coming out of the ex-hater. That's nice to hear.
It's great to see Cena, my replacement, doing such a great job.
He's doing an amazing job. He didn't show up.
I already know this is going to be an unpredictable battle because it was a skinny guy throwing out candy.
Which one's the skinny guy?
It's going to be a good one. Five jokes, Moses?
Five jokes, baby.
This will be ruthless. I can feel the tension.
Who's going first?
I can feel the tension.
Who wants to go first? Yeah? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Come on. It's Doug Faber. It's Keith Carey. This is Roast Battle. Let's roast!
When someone gives Keith a blowjob, they don't always throw up, but they do always blow chunks.
That's real good. All right.
Calm down, Jamar. All right, calm the fuck down, everybody. Doug's brother passed away from food poisoning, but you're keeping his memory alive because every time I look at you, I think, man, that guy can eat shit and die.
At least food's gonna kill you both. dies, he's going to be the first person buried 6 feet under and seven across.
The waves.
Oh, man. Doug is the whitest person I've ever seen. He looks like he says the N-word with a hard dick.
And Keith was born such fat white trash that his first stroller was a wheelbarrow.
Just sounds like you're checking my heart. Here's how forgettable Dan is. He's done 18 battles, he's written for every season of the show, and most of you didn't notice that I just called him Dan.
Keith recently told me that he hasn't seen his, he's only seen his dad 3 times in the past 10 years. And until then, I had no idea that his dad is a salad.
No, we got two more. Yeah. All right. I'm bisexual. Doug is more of a metrosexual, by which I mean he has definitely fingered somebody on a bus.
Keith used to go to Craigslist glory holes. Oh, the glory. Like so many who had come before him and in him. Keith took some shots. He gave some shots. So today I would like to recognize this true American gaytriot. Though your sex may be anonymous, your name shall live on forever. In a truck stop bathroom just off the first exit to Bakersfield. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh. That was... I don't even want to roast you anymore. That was beautiful. All right. All right, calm the fuck down, turnt snowboarder. All right, last one. Doug was raised Christian, so his dad taught him all about the Father, the Son, and the hole he buried the other son in.
That was well done.
Bump these mics.
Yeah, we did it. Hey, you keep it going for Keith Carey. Doug... Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. That was a slugfest. Firing squad, wow. Who are you liking this one? Jeff.
I mean, I just was laughing so hard, I lost track of what the score was. That was an amazing, entertaining... You guys were, like, dancing together. That was remarkable to watch.
Thanks, man.
You know, Keith, you were just slamming great, great jokes, and you're, you know... You had your cheat sheet, but you knew your shit, and you just were fucking laying in them. And then Doug, I don't know, like, you're so awkward that it's funny somehow. Like, even, like, wearing that outfit, I don't feel sorry for you. It's such an odd thing. It's like you're perfectly unlikable for a roast battle. Like, you're the utter disdain the audience has for you works in your favor somehow. But I'm not going to make a call on that. I'm going to wait, let the judges weigh in. I just want to say that it was just outstanding joke writing on behalf of both of these comics.
Professionals. A couple of professionals. Louis J., who'd you like in this one?
One of the best battles I've ever seen. You guys are both fucking monsters. Monsters. Keith more so than Doug, but you're both monsters. Keith, you're bisexual. I can't believe that anybody of any sex would ever fuck you. This is like Satan Dick versus Suck Stick. Doug lives at the North Pole and Keith sucks it. Some of these are bad. Look, it was an amazing battle, and I got to be honest with you, I was going to give it to Keith because almost my favorite joke that I've ever heard was the forgettable, he called you Dan, because it worked both ways. I noticed he called you Dan. I was like, that's fucking great. He called him Dan. That's how forgettable he is. And then the fact that nobody realized that he called him Dan was fucking awesome.
That was great.
Thank you, man.
That was one of the best jokes I've ever heard. But your last joke, I didn't really fucking hear. I feel like you sped through your last joke. I didn't even hear the punchline of it. So I would love to hear another joke.
Oh, all right.
Interesting.
That's a vote for another round.
Wow. What is
Kimberly J. Gomez?
Oh, my gosh. It was a really good battle. Keith looks like he ate the berry at the chocolate factory.
This guy loves it. Who is this guy?
Dash. His name's Dash.
Oh, is that Dash? Meme boy guy? Right.
That's what he should do from the show. Okay. Never mind.
All right. I got it.
Thank you. Keith had great jokes. Dan, you did really good. I appreciate everything you've done. And I think we should go for another round.
All right.
Wow.
Two for another round.
All right, save it.
Who you like, Leonard?
That was fun. A lot of twists and turns and surprises, like one of my favorite movies, Back to the Future. So I don't know who to give it to, Gay Biff or Fat Marty McFly. So I'm going to go with another round.
Okay. All right. Three people say another round. Three minorities, by the way, Earl.
So only one person.
So that's one-third. It adds up to one vote.
Okay. So they all went another round.
It was an incredible battle. I was going to give Keith the edge, but it's so close that I want to see another joke from both.
Okay. Okay. Tony Hinchcliffe. Tell Wackenfeld.
This was a fantastic battle, reminding us once again exactly how funny white dudes are. After the other battles we've seen here tonight, to have continuous thunder the entire time in execution was quite incredible.
Let's hear it for white guys. One time for white guys.
You two are two of the best at this. I'm a huge, massive fan of this show. I've seen both of these guys.
All right, we're not in Ferguson. Relax.
I've seen both of these guys battle a lot. I'm huge fans, a massive fan of both of them. On this battle specifically, I would give Keith a slight edge, but I'm not going to be the party pooper. I think we need to go one more at this point.
I know. Rossi! Jeff, who's going? You another round in this one or what, Jeff?
It seems like the consensus is to hear one more joke. Sam, right. Sam, just watch this one joke. Hang out for a minute. Good set tonight, by the way.
Yeah, great shit.
I don't think people realize how fucking intense tonight is. This is like all the best battles condensed.
Yeah, this is great. I guess we're doing one more joke. So you went first. So Keith, you're up. Joke off, overtime. Let's rock!
Doug once had sex with a girl in a Midwestern cornfield, and somewhere in the distance, he heard a voice say, "If you filled it, she won't come."
Keith once tried to hang himself. It obviously didn't work because he couldn't find a belt in a size 44 neck.
All right.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Why would he? He has a fat waist. Of course he'd have a belt to fit his fucking neck. I don't get it.
False premise.
That's where we're getting into logistical problems here.
Yeah.
After 40 battles, you're like, well, wait a minute. Fat shit doesn't add up.
No, your waist is so much fatter than your neck.
I know. That's how a body works.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me how a physical body works, Keith. The guy that looks like he eats milk and cookies every night going up against fucking Santa Claus. Anyway, I'm giving it to Keith.
Keith doesn't have that kind of money. Come on.
Clear Keith victory on this one. If that's the overtime, then that's it. Keith wins.
All right. One for Keith. Who do you like, Lewis?
Keith.
All right. That's two for Keith.
Jesus Christ.
Am I crazy to say that, like, I feel like Keith got a better reaction, but I enjoyed Doug's joke more?
Okay. That
yes,
works.
That would be crazy to say.
I mean, yeah, dude, that was a great joke. Keith got a fat neck, and I like that. And, yeah, I think Doug, I'm going to give it to Doug.
All right, 2-1, Keith up. Doug's got one.
Oh, man.
Better half.
As much as I'd like to vote for Keith and just have Doug walk around as a loser in that outfit, I feel like I also agree with what Lewis said. I like Doug's joke more, and I feel like it should have hit harder.
I'm sorry. Would say that's a Puerto Rican.
That I wanted to be hit harder?
Yes. It took you that long to get that? Thank you, Kim Buckin, for explaining to the audience what I was saying. I appreciate
it.
It
works on so many different
Thank
levels.
You, Lewis.
I'm sorry,
like
I love
domestic
you,
violence, hurricanes, and look.
And I'm the racist guy up here.
No, you are. You are the racist guy up there, yeah.
Well, I am. I was just asking a question.
Okay. Who do you like in this one?
Doug, you know I love you, dude, and it really hurts me to do this, but I've got to vote for Keith.
Yeah! You heard it!
Oh, my God.
He's never done this!
Wow.
In, like, 2 years. All right. Who is it? Is that it? No, Leonard said Keith.
Yeah, but he threw you off because he answered as Lewis, so it's like, can you guys do math at all? Or what's going on here?
More quiet mumbling. More quiet mumbling.
Well, everybody called it for Keith, right?
Yeah,
sounds
baby.
Like congratulations, buddy.
Thanks,
great,
man.
Great battle.
Your winner, Keith Carey. Hug each other. Hug each other. Hug each other. Hug each other. Oh, you deserve better, baby. You're the best.
Battle.
I love this.
Battle. Battle.
That was great.
Battle.
That was Doug Fager versus
my
Keith
guy.
Carey.
Everybody's favorite yeah. Ghost
Earl Skakel's Rider versus Earl Skakel's Nemesis.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you said Keith Carey was there?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So now,
Doug Fager versus Keith
a lot
Carey.
Of people, I was talking to Pat yesterday, and he was all like you kind of set that up. Like, you snuck Earl in late because you knew.
Coach, come on. You set that up.
You set that up.
You put that bug in my ear.
That's what Pat said. Pat was like, Moses knows that Earl has real fake beef with Keith. and you was like, Earl, why don't you come through and judge?
I mean, I forgot about it till Pat made me realize.
You forgot about it?
Yeah. You said something about Earl, and I was like, okay, because Jeff was going to be there, right? Because we have a narrative with Earl and Jeff right now.
I told Earl to be like, do something dope and challenge him publicly. That would be just hot for the podcast.
I forgot Keith was battling.
You forgot Keith was battling?
I forgot Keith was battling. And then that happened. I was like, oh, and then nothing happened. He actually voted for Keith.
Yeah, he did.
He was the bigger man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was bigger than his average.
Okay.
Which is good. That's a moment of growth. He can't be walking around mad at some crackhead from Orange County. You look ridiculous, bro.
He's not mad at his mom. He's mad at Keith.
That's what... But I'm saying, like, you shouldn't be walking around hot at a person, period. If you just fixated on a nigga all day, check yourself, bro. Get on
you gotta
your
also,
knees and chill out.
You gotta also act like you're above it. Like, you
gotta...
Earl, in my opinion, should not have anything about roast battle emotionally affecting his life.
Okay, there you
Nobody
go.
Nobody with any type of success would let... anything like that wouldn't be the narrative about my career.
Exactly.
If I was Earl, that I'm mad because I wasn't going for a fake title. It's not real.
He's like respectably checking this nigga.
Like, it's not real.
Humbly,
it's
properly putting him in his
real.
Place.
It's so I love that.
It's all make believe. We're playing a house right now. It's not real.
I know. We
say this every day.
It's an excuse to get up and tell some jokes, and you get some TV and some money out of it. But
hey,
like, you know,
that's it.
It's nothing to get really the title. Fine, Earl, you're the champ. Okay. Just name Earl the champ right now. It's not real. Yeah. Earl's the champ.
Earl's the champ.
Earl's the champion.
Earl wants Ross.
Earl wants Ross.
Ross was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for Ross. I mean, we're just looking at it, you know.
I wish Earl didn't believe it the way that he believed it, but I think he really believes it.
No, but he's made this world, like Lewis was talking about.
I love it, man.
You know?
I love it, because I don't know if it's real or fake, and I love it. So so you had Doug Faber.
Until it becomes real.
Who did you vote for last night?
The scumbag Keith.
Did I vote for Keith at the end? Because it went into overtime. I set off the overtime.
Yeah, I think Keith won last night. Keith won.
Keith won, so you voted for Keith?
I don't remember who I voted for. It was so close. The overtime joke started to teeter out a little bit.
Right, that's what happened.
It was fucking fire. And then one more joke, another joke, and then.
Oh, yeah, you actually voted for Doug. You like Doug's overtime joke, the one about the neck.
Oh, that's right. I did vote
for Doug. Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a great joke. Yeah, he said he would hang himself, but he can't find a belt in a size 44 neck.
Right.
I think that's a great joke.
the audience didn't.
That was a great joke, right?
Keith's last joke hit a little bit harder than Doug's.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Doug had a better joke. It was a clever joke. So I voted for Doug because it was, at that point, it was all overtime. It was kind of inconsequential.
I thought that was so funny. Tony was like, what do you mean? Like,
he took it away from Doug.
Nigga, that's hilarious. I don't know. We're going to start examining jokes now?
Yeah.
That was judging. That's how. Yeah.
So now, Doug has a dead brother. I'm assuming if you battled Doug, that's probably the only thing you're really talking about.
He's also got a dead father, so it's like.
And a dead mom.
Yeah. Did she get stabbed too?
You got a dead mom?
No, she killed herself with heroin.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I was born in Paterson, New Jersey, which is like the worst place. Like, it's always in the top five worst places.
Really?
In the fucking world. It's brutal. Patterson's really bad.
Yeah,
my dad was stabbed to death when I was 4 years old. And my mom, fucking, she was a drug addict.
So what's your dad doing?
What is he doing now?
No, so what was he doing?
Rotting?
Obviously.
An asshole. Saying,
rotting?
I'm bringing this up. So what was he doing? What did he do to get stabbed?
He got stabbed outside of a strip club.
Whoa.
At like 3 a.m.
That's horrible.
You know.
Nah, look, cool. Everybody's having a good time.
He died doing what he loved. Cheating on my mom.
Oh my god.
No.
You're brilliant. I do what he loved.
But that's the thing, like, I, you know, in a roast battle, like, you have to.
Did she stab him? Jesus.
No. But you have to talk about these things. Like, that, you know, because I did a battle at the Roastmasters against Christina Hutchinson from Guys We Fucked. We had a really good battle, me and her. That one's
Oh,
on
you battle her?
Yeah.
Did you tear her up?
I won. It was close, but I won in two rounds. It went to a third because I told the judges to vote for her the second.
I
won pretty handily, but she did a great job. But we met each other and, you know, she's like, is there anything off limits? Like, you know, I know your mom. And I was like, what? Any off limits? If you say something's off limits, you shouldn't be doing the battle.
No.
I don't think, and you should.
It's not for you.
I think you should respect if somebody says, hey, this happened. Maybe something, I know.
It'll trigger me.
Yeah. I remember Zach battled Matt Broussard, and I think Matt Broussard's dad had just died. Like, had just passed away.
Oh, I don't pay attention to anything.
And I think Matt said, hey, you know, if you could just stay away from that because my family, like,
it's a little different.
That's a little different, you know.
Did Zach stay away?
He stayed away, and we were in the car. Zach was writing these fucking great jokes.
Can we tell him that?
On a road trip. I know.
One of them was pretty good.
It could be about anybody's day.
How many more battles, Moses?
This is it.
Last fucking battle of the night.
It's a main event. It's three rounds.
Three round battle.
Fucking battle. These are two of the best. We got a former champion versus a current champion. If you like Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, you're probably in the wrong place. This lady coming to the stage is your challenger for the evening. She's been a champion in the past. She's been on two seasons of Roast Battle. Please make a laugh from Oklahoma, Miss Leah Kajanian.
But she's a big, she's not even big. She's very athletic.
She's fit.
She works hard on her body. Lots of freckles. Armenian, but not like the Kardashian Armenian.
No.
Like the car stereo.
Like the System of a Down Armenian.
Yeah, exactly.
He's our champion. Make it loud for season two's Tilby Morshino.
Yes.
No, you're fine. You got it. Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. All right, what up, champ? What's up, man? Looking grizzled, champ. What's going on with you?
Not much, not much.
Yeah? All right. Got a couple liberals up here. Jeff, who do you like in this one?
I haven't seen Toby battle in a while. This should be good. And Leah just seems like her... What, you're wearing like boxing shoes tonight, Leah. You're like ready for fucking rumbling right now. When's the last time you battled, Toby?
Like 2 months ago, maybe?
And what about you, Leah? Same. It's about 2 months ago. Do you guys know each other?
They've battled before.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I know, but did you become friends from that battle?
Yeah, we're friends.
All right. Will it get personal?
That's the point, isn't it?
All right. Three rounds. I know.
Three rounds, baby.
They're holding back. I love it. It's going to be
first
fucking
round.
Ruthless.
Tit for tat. Yeah, baby. You can feel it, right?
I feel the intensity.
All right. First round, tit for tat. Three jokes. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Yeah? Audience, this is the championship battle. Are we ready for this? Josh, get them going, baby. Come on.
People say Leah's flat-chested. I disagree. Leah, you have great pecs.
You guys, can we move this along? Toby's got to get back to avoiding eye contact while he sets up your printer.
Leah got a guy fired for sexual harassment, which teaches an important lesson about sexual harassment. It does not matter what you look like.
Dude, how are you a vegetarian and look like you're dying of scurvy?
Leah has a Foo Fighters tramp stamp. I can't imagine how embarrassing that must be for the Foo Fighters.
Toby doesn't have any tattoos unless you count the line on his lower abdomen to indicate that he's been neutered.
All right, round one of Leah versus Toby in a championship fight. Judges, round one, who do you like in this one? Don't talk with Tony. Sorry, Earl, yes, your mic, Earl. Go ahead, Earl.
I mean, these two scare me the most out of the hundreds of battlers because of how cutting and good they are with that Christian Bale American Psycho demeanor they both have. I mean, just the way Toby's looking at me right now, I'm petrified. I almost want to vote for him just so he'll smile at me. They're both great, but I give it to Leah. She's just a little bit stronger in that round.
All right.
Leah, I mean, fuck. I'm a child of divorce.
Leah.
That's what I said.
Hey, you got it right.
I don't know. You two remind me of why I hate Silver Lake. I'm going to give it to Leah.
Leah. Yes.
Another reason why I hate Silver Lake. Well, I mean, Leah. I just feel like you're going to call the cops on me for sitting here. Like, I don't...
I don't have
a permit to be at Roast Battle or something.
Security? Go ahead.
Security, we got a black guy in a beanie up front.
Oh, my God. Really fun. Leah, I like the flannel look. You look like average Levine. Oh, man. And I straight up, like, don't have a joke, but Toby, you look like an owl. Like, you look like your head turns all the way around. But you know what? I think this came really, really, really close. I think that Leah had a slight edge this round.
His head turns all the way around.
I see the wheeze kicking in. Oh, the wheeze kicking in? Louis, who are you like?
It was fucking... dead even. I mean, I don't really know. It looks like Toby just looks like an autistic kid at the zoo right now.
That is an autistic kid at the zoo, yeah.
That was a racist joke, by the way.
Yeah.
if you really read into it.
He's here, he's autistic, this is a zoo, we get it, yeah.
Yeah, look, It was. I really genuinely feel like that was a dead even round. I'm going to give it a draw for that first round.
All right, perfect. Tone.
Yeah, I thought it was a fucking great battle. You know, Leah was amazing. Such a good speaker, which makes sense since there's something else that's a little Sarah Huckabee Sanders about her. You know what I mean? Because she's ugly. But I'm going to give this round to Anthony.
Sarah Huckabee Slanders.
There you go. We punched it down a little bit. We punched it down.
That's why I'm in the way.
No, I'm actually going to give this first round. I like the whole proof that doesn't matter how ugly you are for sexual harassment. I'm going to give this round to Anthony Grizzleneck over there.
Yes, wave. Yes, wave.
Jeremiah had something to say.
Toby looks like Peter Parker if he never got bit by that spider.
Hello! I thought it was a great first round. Leah, for some reason, I think you're still holding back going into the second round. Toby, I thought that was almost flawless round for you. Just my feedback, whatever.
All right, well, everybody pretty much voted for Leah, so. Sam Morrell, who do you like in this one?
Huh. She says he doesn't make eye contact, but he's making me very uncomfortable. So I'm gonna go with Leah for this round, but both very funny, okay. I thought.
Well, round one goes to Leah, everybody.
That was Leah Kajanian, the challenger versus the champ right now is Toby Morshino.
I like me some Leah.
Yeah. Well, she's been in what, 2 seasons of the Roast Battle? You've seen Leah. She's got the big nose, she's Armenian.
Yeah. She's very athletic, yeah. Softball looking.
She's a vice principal at a middle school or something.
She's actually just like an assistant.
Okay, whatever.
But I mean, yeah, she got her boss fired. I mean, we had her in Tulsa, she was telling me about that, and the guy was doing some weird shit, and I was like
Me Too shit?
He was like rubbing people's backs, kind of weird. And I was like, why does that bother you so much? Just check him. But she's like, nobody can do that. Nobody can do that.
She got him fired?
Yeah, she literally, right?
Get this bitch away from me.
Right?
I don't play in traffic. Get her the fuck out of my room.
She was like, yo, I didn't like the way it made me feel, made other people feel, so I respect her on that. But then I'm just, in my head, I'm like, if somebody did something that was wild to me,
I would just say stop.
We're going to handle that at that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to Lewis's boss. Like, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, it depends. I wasn't there, so it depends on how.
It was extra when she told me. Like, I was stretching to defend the guy.
Yeah.
It was pretty heinous.
I really
it
do.
It was creepy weird.
I really do believe all men. I just go there every time. Like, come on. Hold on, Dad. What was she wearing? What was she wearing, though?
I believe all men.
Right?
I also believe, like, we're very much in that culture as well, where it's like she got the guy fired, and I don't, like I said, I don't know, but everyone knows about it, and I guarantee a lot of women are going, good for you, Leah.
Absolutely.
You got him fired. And
absolutely.
She gets this feeling like she did some sort of social justice for the world or something good.
He might have a real problem, though.
But that's addictive, though, and I think it's dangerous because women, or men, and not just women, but people just in general, they want to fucking feel like they've done something, and the reality is, you know, whatever. If he was really like hurting people, if he was hurting people, then she actually, I'm glad she actually put it into action. But I think we have people that live online and they just like to talk shit and they act like they're actually doing something in the world.
Headline seekers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like Green Bay just fired Mike McCarthy.
Right.
And everybody just says, oh, Aaron Rodgers is a prima donna and he didn't like, then they didn't get along. And I'm like, besides the newscasters, what other evidence do you have for that? Like, we just agree it to be true. I never heard Aaron Rodgers say anything negative.
Never.
But we all believe it. And I'm like, why are we not questioning this? And why are we repeating it if we haven't checked it? And she went against Toby.
Yeah, Toby Morshino. He's the,
really boring.
Yeah, really boring. I mean, he's like, we've had him on the podcast.
Like, I studied him last night, and I was like, dude, you don't even sell good jokes. Like,
he's got great jokes, but you're
like,
right.
You don't even sell them. At some point, I'm like, you're not even convincing me you like your material.
Yeah.
Right? Am I tripping on that? Like, I understand it's like...
Toby wins every time, but I almost feel like it's very close every time. Mm-hmm. I've seen him only win, and he's your champ.
He's our guy.
He's our champ.
Yeah, so it's...
He's our guy.
He stole it from Jamar, though. Or Jamar forfeited.
I watched it. Yeah, Jamar...
Jamar wanted to give it up. He wasn't trying to keep it.
Yeah, Jamar didn't give a
fuck.
And
again, it's this championship. Like, how did Jamar get it, by the way?
Oh, he took it from Nicole. He beat the shit out of Nicole, right?
Yeah, but then like...
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was hilarious. That was a turning point for Jamar. He beat the shit out of that woman. Yeah.
This is Toby. Now, Toby, you lost the first round. Do you want to go first or defer to Leah here for the second round? All right, second round. They both get 30 seconds each. Just spit as many jokes as possible in the allotted time. Leah, are you ready?
Yep.
Audience, are we ready? Yeah. Let's rock!
You look like you got kicked out of being Amish because you're too weak to churn butter. I can't decide if Toby's girlfriend saves more lives by being a doctor or fucking Toby. When Toby's girlfriend wants to have sex, she just sets him to vibrate.
Oh. All right. Leah's the only person with two unibrows. Leah just got back together with her boyfriend, who's actually a really good barber. He even fades in and out of her life. Leah started a comedy softball league because no one else wanted to arm wrestle.
That's pretty good. Leah Gajanian, that's 7 more chinos. Round 2, and make a lot for the all nigga wave. You guys are the best bits. Oh, my God. All right. Byron Squad, who's starting this one off? Who wants it? Leonard Robinson, who do you like in this one?
Man, that was really fun, right? I mean...
Yeah, we got to see some black dick.
I could feel the heat you were trying to bring. You were like, no way this woman is going to let me down. I'm straight white male. I should be in charge of things. Suppressing votes somewhere. That's what I got off you. I'm going to give it for Leah, just because I want to go home. Hey!
Okay. Leah, one of the...
I mean, this was tight. Tighter than an 18-year-old.
I said 18!
Very on brand for you.
That's not the worst joke you've heard in here tonight. Trust me on that one.
Are you heckling me, DeRosa?
Oh, the pedophiles are fighting. Nice.
This guy's out of control. He just stole the wire.
Oh, come on. He's on the wire. Give him that then. Thank you. Thank you, Toby, for whatever.
I was rooting for Toby. I thought his jokes should have gotten a little better reaction because they were all great, but I thought Leah was more consistent, so I'm giving it to Leah.
Oh, shit. All right.
Hold on. Can I give it to Kim for that Al joke? I'm still laughing.
It's a good one. Puerto Ricans, who do we like in this one?
This battle is fucking great. When Toby found out he was battling Leah, he was like, who?
That's that Al joke, player. That's that Al joke. Tell Jamal.
Fuck.
Jamar Neighbors is the funniest person ever.
I always, you know, I feel bad every time Toby's battling. I always want to vote for him because he's so funny. But he always battles really, really, really great people. And that's why I feel like I vote for the next person. But please don't shoot me. Because I'm going to give it to Leah. I'm sorry. Toby,
all right.
Really great.
Well, that's 3 for Leah. We have 3 votes left. Men, who do we like?
Kim, in order for Toby to shoot you, you would have to go to school. So.
No pussy tonight.
Yeah. Look, it was great. It was super close. It was, once again, really, really, really close. And I want to see a third round. So I'm not going to vote for Leah here. Look, Leah, you're great. But Toby, you're uncomfortably scary, and I want to see you bring this home. You're the champ, right? Show everyone why you're the fucking champion of the first.
There we go. Thank you, Lewis. All right.
I've seen it once. I've seen it 1,000 times. The champs always wait until the third round to release the fucking blows like Tyson Fury. And I think, by the way, sir, I don't think you look like a fucking owl at all. I think you look more like that fake owl that they put on top of apartment buildings to scare other owls away. They're like, don't ever move and shit. You're more like that type of owl. Anyway, I wanted to keep going, and everybody here knows that there's only one person here that votes twice, and it's me. So I'm going double for Toby on this.
All right. It's on you, Sammy.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I thought the Amish joke about him being a pussy was pretty funny. I like that joke a lot. But then I noticed that he definitely has bigger arms than me, so I didn't care for it. And
yeah, but so do I.
That's true. Well done. Both of you had great jokes, really funny jokes. I think I don't want to be a party pooper. I'm going Toby this round, I
guess. All right. Let's push, Jeff. You want us to go third round, Jeff? It's on you. Yeah? Round 3's coming, everybody. This is for a championship. This is Leah. This is Toby.
That was a good one. But so what do you think about that? Do you have any advice for Toby? Because he just, I was like, man, you vanilla, bro.
He'll quit doing stand-up eventually and get a writing job. He's
been doing it for
whatever.
Like 10-some years.
He's fine.
He'd have done it by now.
He's fine.
He is fine. As a roast battle, not as a person, as a roast battler. He's fine.
I don't really like to just sit there and just like blankly stare out and, you know, say your jokes out, but it's working for him. You know, well, who am I to say? He'd beat me, you know?
What do you attack about him? I'm saying, like, he's got a great defense.
Oh, you're saying it's hard to
white
attack.
Guys. Yeah, white guys have this is. I had a thing online with a female. She's a comedian. She was like a booker chick. She was hating on the roast battle format.
What?
This bitch was fucking hating on it, and we were doing it, and she was like, "Yeah, for women and minorities, it's a really bad place, and it's inherently the odds are stacked against you." And there actually is something to that. Now, it's not serious because who gives a fuck? Everyone's it's created so many great opportunities for
brown people.
It's very
hard for black battlers to win.
Yeah,
because they don't work hard. Make excuses for
they're lazy
niggas, man. Wow. Niggas is weak, bro.
No, but he's right. There's more weight. Yeah,
A white audience is going. If I call you in a creative way the N word,
and thank you.
But if I do that, you know, and this is I'm Puerto Rican, so it's the same thing for me.
Yeah,
it's an uphill battle with Toby. What do you say? You're autistic, racist. It's all the same generic horseshit. Unless you find some really personal shit,
exactly,
which is also in LA, people don't laugh as much as that darker, deeper. They want something physical. They want you to clever and quick. Look at like do I watch the way Kim does it and how short her jokes are and how clever and that it's a different style. And I feel like with somebody like Toby, like what do you say? There's only so many ways you can say he's holding a tiki torch or that he's autistic or doesn't make eye contact. And you see the same shit. And if you have fans of the show, they get bored of it. So it's a it's an uphill battle. You fucking battling a chick? Woo! Well, now I get to call her a whore.
People
aren't used to
it. Opener, by the way.
It's true. But this is. But in general, like if I'm watching NBC, ABC, Viacom, MTV, whatever, you're not really seeing men talk down to women in any medium. So it's like almost a special thing. You're like, this guy just called this bitch fat.
Nobody
ever calls women fat to their face. That never happens.
And Jamar called her bitch.
It's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle. And that's why I think the white guys, they tend to excel and look better than women and black people. It's just because there's more meat. It's just on a very surface level. It's very, you know, racism is taboo.
Battle.
Let's roast!
People always compare Leah to a bird. That's ridiculous. Birds have eggs.
What? It was... What the fuck?
I didn't even want to roast Toby. I'm just working with the special victims unit so they could search his apartment right now.
You know what they say, you can take the girl out of Oklahoma, but you can't make her interesting.
Toby hosts a podcast called Up Close and Political. It should be called Far Away is Preferable.
Lee is a big fan of Kanye West. Not for his music, for his work with the untalented Armenian community.
You look like a milkman whose wife is fucking another milkman.
Hey, come on. That's the rose bell for the night. Championship match. Toby Morshino, Lee K. Janian for the strap. Wow. All right. Well, now it comes down to you fucking people. Who are we liking this one?
I mean, I really thought Leah won the second round. I think the judging the last round was kind of wacky. But, you know, I think Toby won this last round. So I love both of these guys. And I have to vote for Toby, but I really think Leah won the second round.
Okay. Toby's up one for this round.
Man, I guess you got to X out the first two rounds and base it off the third. And so for me, I'll give it up to the parolee from Columbine, school shooter. Toby was his name?
Toby.
Thank you.
You just call him Toby. Okay.
Look, your jokes are funny. I will forget you tomorrow, but I enjoyed this last 10 minutes of this. It was great.
Okay.
One more jump! One more jump! One more jump! One more jump!
Audience, 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 audience. Chill out, chill out. Here, chill out. Here's why. Leah won the first round, right? Yeah. Second round was push. It was tied. Hey, hey, this is how math works. She won the first round. Nobody won the second round. So if Toby wins this round, we go to a fucking overtime, assholes.
Yeah, you...
Jesus yeah. Christ. Sorry. Sorry to be so logical for you people. Anyway, what do you got, Kim?
Oh, man. That was really confusing. We need more Asian comedy fans.
Robin, where's Robin?
Super fun. Leah, you look like a refugee undercover.
Fugees.
And Toby looks like ICE.
La migra.
I don't know. He's white. But, yeah, I'm going to give it to Toby.
He does. He looks like he works for ICE. what?
I really.
No, no, you're right.
They look like that.
I really like it.
You doing nails? What are you doing right now, Jeremiah? I got you. Go ahead.
I really like Moses calling the entirely white audience you people.
Thank you for noticing that.
And also, I like you calling Toby as well.
this right. is your wet dream right
This
now.
Is very racist. yeah. Yeah, Toby won that round. Clear and cut. Toby won that round, and I'm glad we get to see another joke. So fuck it. Toby.
Hell yeah. Tony, who do you like? Toby?
I think Leah did absolutely everything to win this battle here against Toby, the defending champion here tonight. I've secretly been leaning toward her the entire time, but I had to vote the other way for us to see the completion of the show. And in a stunning turn of events, I will now vote for Leah.
Okay. All right. You guys are real contrarian over there. Go ahead, Sam.
Huh.
Well, here's the thing. I thought the milkman joke deserved a lot more.
That's right.
Because he does. Because everyone's calling him a school shooter, but he does look like kind of a milkman too. And it took her saying that for it to really register. So I'm going Leah too this round.
All right. Doesn't matter. Everybody else voted for Toby, so we're going to overtime. Down to our last jokes, challenger and champion. So, Jeff, who's going first in this round? All right, this is for the strap. Are you ready? Yeah. All right, it's one more joke. This is it. Last joke. Let's roast.
You guys, Toby gets out into the community. Before the last election, he knocked on doors to tell his neighbors he's a sex offender.
Yeah, Leah looks like a bird. She's Middle Eastern. But at least if she flies into a building, she'll die when she hits the glass. Leah works at a school for kids with ADD. They point at her career and they say, this is what happened if you don't fucking focus.
Okay, be honest. Would anybody be surprised if we found out that Toby's upper body was just two pepperoni slices on a bag of mayonnaise?
Rose battle! That's it! Jesus. That battle had everything. Racist jokes, we had black dick. I know you love it, Earl. All right, let's start with Sam Morrell. Who you like in this one, Sam?
I don't know. I mean...
It all comes down to you, baby.
To me?
Okay, go ahead.
I did like the pepperoni pizza joke more than the... I guess I'm... You know what? Take off your shirt. I want to see what your body looks like. No, okay. No, I'm going with Leah. I'm going with Leah for this one.
You go who?
I'm going Leah on this one.
All right. Leah's up one. Tony Hinchcliffe, Golden Pony. Who do you like?
Yep, I said it earlier. Toby, I love you. You're a fucking genius at this show. But I got Leah all the way throughout the whole thing. Secretly, I like a true hater. I was lying earlier when I voted for Toby to keep it going. I think Leah won all four rounds of this show here tonight.
Two for Leah.
Yeah, Tony just doesn't want you to overtake him as the most feminine man in comedy. Oh. I know what's going on right now. Once again, you said it earlier, I think you gotta, in order to be the champ, you gotta beat the champ, and I don't think that Leah brought it hard enough. I think that Toby walks home tonight with his title.
Alright, 2-1, Leah's still up. Who do you like, Kim?
Toby, I just don't really like the way you kept calling Leah a bird. It just seems like a lot of reflecting on your part.
She called him an owl earlier. You guys gotta stay with it, audience. What is this audience?
If Toby wrote Christmas music, his song would be called Silent Flight. All right, you guys. It's late. I've been flying. My night vision's off. I don't know. Toby.
Okay. We're tied up. Leonard Robinson, Earl Skakel, who do we like? It's 2-2.
You know, Toby Lee. Hey, you both did a great job of providing entertainment for people in need. So, thumbs up to you. I'm just here to share positivity. You know, you're both winners in my eyes. You can be proud. You can walk out of here with your chin held high.
And that dick up, yeah.
How do you feel? Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters on the inside. I abstain.
Wow. All right. So it all comes down to Big Daddy.
Well, actually, it doesn't, because the last two rounds were like Rocky 5 and 6, just not necessary. I think Leah got robbed, and in an order of protest, and it pains me as much as it did voting for Keith, I'm giving my vote to Joe DeRosa. Oh!
Earl, you can't do that. It's not your show. Oh. It comes down to Jeff now.
Oh, fuck you, Brian. God damn it.
Oh, hey, Joe DeRosa. No, let's get your commentary just to hear it, I guess.
Standing. I was going to give it.
Yeah, we heard from Big Earl. Let's listen to Medium Earl.
I was excited for the overtime, but it really panned out to be a lot of yeah, I guess so versus perhaps maybe. But I would give it to Leah. To be honest.
Who do you want to win?
I want Leah to win. I would like Leah to win.
The audience. Oh, all right, Jeff. Jeff, it's on you. Who do you want to win this thing?
I mean, this went three rounds plus overtime.
Yeah.
You know, Leah, for some reason, you don't seem like you're having fun at all.
I was.
What happened?
Oh, judging. I don't know. It's a long, you know, it's a long
You look night. Like you just walked around the Staples Center trying to find your car for 2 hours. You look fucking miserable.
Can I tell you something? That's what happens if you think about Toby for too long.
You're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to have fun at Roast Battle. Like, sometimes you have so much fun. And Toby, like when I said, who wants to go first? Toby always volunteered.
I don't like to go first.
I know, but not tonight for some reason. You didn't seem into it. I realize he's my...
Hey, what are you guys doing? Yeah, Leah, nobody looks like they're having more fun than Toby right now.
Right? Is it because I'm a woman?
Amazing battles. It takes such fucking... balls to go three rounds, but I think if Toby's a champ, I didn't see a knockout tonight, so I think Toby keeps his title.
Winner, still champion, Toby Morshino! That's how the cookie crumbles, baby. One time for Leah Kajani and Toby Morshino, every comic you saw tonight. Thank you, Pat Barker. Thank you, Periscope. Coach T, Jeff Ross, my old nigga wave. Josh Meyerowitz, Earl Skagel, Leonard Robinson, Louis J. Gomez, Kimberly Congdon, Tony Hinchcliffe, Sam Morrell, Jason Reitman. We'll see you motherfucking next week. All right, we're done. Louis, plug yourself, please. Where can everybody find you? You're the man. Thank you for this.
I got three podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and Believe You May. I do about 10 hours of podcasting a week. You can check them all out on gasdigitalnetwork.com. We got a bunch of great podcasts there. You can stream them all for free. You don't have to be a member or anything. That's that, man. Come see me live on the road.
Yes. Motherfucking go.
Thank you for blessing us, Louis.
Much love, guys. Thank you very much. Absolutely.